The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Throughout history, snakes have played the villain in stories, legends, and myths. But actually, snakes are an important part of every ecosystem they inhabit, and they inhabit many. Snakes can be found in the tropics, oceans, savannas, just about every habitat except where it's very cold in the Arctic or Antarctic. Snakes are beneficial and necessary for a balanced ecosystem. Just think how many more rodents there would be if there were no snakes to eat them. In all, there are more than 2,700 different kinds of snakes in the world, and each one fills a unique niche or job in nature. What they all have in common is that they are all cold-blooded reptiles. That doesn't mean that their blood is actually cold. It means that they use their environment or their surroundings, like heat from the sun and rocks or shade from plants, to regulate their body temperature. Their bodies are covered with dry scales, and not just the kind you see on the tops of their bodies. Some scales are different depending on their function. Those found on the belly of a snake are big and flat and provide traction to help the snakes move. Scales don't grow, so as the snakes get bigger, they must shed their skin to reveal a new layer of slightly larger scales below.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.